This is the Truth Network.
Is the Word of God reliable? I'm Stu Everson. It's loud. It's crazy because we just finished Wednesday in the Word, and man, all these titans of the faith have showed up, including Mr. Epperson. And we're going to talk about a massive Christian denomination that came to America. They fled religious persecution. They settled in Winston-Salem, in a little area called Old Salem. And yet now they're about to leave the faith. What's going on here? And I want to talk to one of the leaders of this group, and Mr. Epperson's here with me. One of our first guests only has 90 seconds. His name's Caleb, and he's on his way to something significant. For those of you that love life out there, tell him real quick, Caleb, where you're going.
Yeah, so we are about to go over to the abortion clinic in Winston-Salem, a part of the 40 Days for Life campaign. That's 40 days of prayer outside, visible prayer outside abortion clinics, praying to end abortion, praying for those who work in the industry to leave, praying for those who are considering abortion to consider life instead. Jesus has given us the power to choose life, and we can have life and have it more abundantly, not only for the mother, the father, the baby as well. And so being a visible presence gives a way for us to stand in the gap for other people, and they can come, they can talk to us, and we can offer them a life alternative.
That's awesome. So you and your dad have these cool, bright green shirts on. You're going to go out and pray in front of an abortion clinic and love on some people, and nothing violent, nothing crazy, just prayer.
Amen. Okay. Prayer and smiling. Prayer and smiling. And you know, we share the love of Jesus by being the hands and feet of Jesus.
I love it. Well, thanks for what you're doing. Learn more at this this wonderful ministry, lovelife.org, and 40 Weeks of Prayer and all that stuff's on there, right?
Lovelife.org is another ministry. It's a good work. But 40 Days for Life, that's the number 40daysforlife.com.
Wow. Thank you so much. You mentioned the power of prayer. So many prayer warriors have come out of the Moravian movement. This is a heritage a Christian denomination originating, I believe, in Germany. And so John Wesley was impacted by them. So many great men of God were impacted by the Moravians. And this man of God is heartbroken because Dick Joyce, your denomination, has fallen prey to people that are denying the scriptures and getting all twisted. Tell us what's happening.
Well, in the 2018 Synod of the Moravian Church, the decision was made to allow the individual congregations within the southern province to condone same-sex marriage within their church and to allow for the ordination of openly gay pastors. You know, this is deemed to be an abomination to the Word of God, and a group called Concerned Moravians, which can be found at concernedmoravians.org, is fighting to reverse this decision and to make things right within the eyes of God.
Well, and the statistics you just shared with me are really just heavy, and I couldn't believe the overwhelming majority of people, of Moravians, that are against this limited, small, little percentage of people. What is the breakdown? How many people are against the Moravian Church going south, going against the Bible?
We've been told by a bishop that's involved with the worldwide Moravian Church that 90% of all Moravians in the world are standing for us as Concerned Moravians.
90% of worldwide Moravians are standing with the Bible, that God has made a clear distinction, male and female. He created them. Jesus Christ confirmed that in his own words. And yet there's a group inside this church that is trying to divide, destroy, and turn them away from Jesus and the Bible. And you're fighting it, huh, Dick?
We're doing everything that we can. We have a divine appointment to organize and worship and try to return the church to the to God's calling.
You know, my dad, Mr. Epperson, he is really interested in this battle. Pops, you see it as a deeper issue of something about the infallibility of Scripture. Talk about that real quick and what your concerns are.
The basis of our faith is God's infallible Word of God. 2,000 years of tradition of believing the God's Word to being infallible, inerrant, and totally reliable in all matters of life. And it seems like the leadership in this church, Moravian Church, is trying to overturn 2,000 years of church tradition and also 2,000 years of basic belief in God's Word as the inspired, verbally inspired Word of God. So the Bible is not a book that just contains the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. God has spoken. The question is, has He spoken through His Bible? And yes, we believe He has. And there are so many proofs of that, so many proofs that are available that if you want to know the answer to that, has He spoken through the Bible, that is available to you. But I urge everyone to pray. Yes, we all read things in the Bible which we would likely write them another way. But it wasn't up to us. It was God's Word. And so we're to conform to it, not to try to make it conform to us and our lifestyle.
Zinzendorf, centuries ago, founded the Moravian Church, a godly man over in Europe. They've come and they've settled in primarily Pennsylvania, North Carolina. But there is a heritage. There's a Moravian love feast, that we go to every Christmas Eve. There's the Moravian sunrise service where thousands of people, I reference this in my book, thousands of people come out on the big square, 15, 20,000 more, and the pastor gets up and says, "The Lord is risen," and you have this choral of voices that says, "The Lord is risen indeed." And so you have blood that was shed by Huss and other folks to start this movement of folks zealous for Jesus and His Word to come and to settle and to lead people to Jesus. Here in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and all over the world, the Moravians are aggressive missionaries across Africa and everywhere, and now they're going back and trampling on the very roots, the very foundation, and it's heartbreaking to hear about this, Mr. Epperson.
Well, Zinzendorf wasn't the founder. He was one of the great supporters of the Moravian Church and the missionaries they sent over here. The first missionaries were the Moravians who came over here to reach the natives in America. But John Huss died at the stake, and it was over the reliability of Scripture. It was over his faith and trust in the Holy Word. And so that's the tradition of the Moravians. And it would be just so sad if the leadership prevails in this and the seminaries prevail in this distortion of God's Word.
Really, if you don't hold to the Word of God, you can call yourself a Moravian, a Methodist, a Baptist. We've said this about all the denominations. If you don't hold to the Word of God, you're not a church. You're a club. It's good to get together. Let's make some music. Let's socialize. Play some cards. But you are not a church, because a church is a place where God Almighty, His Word reigns, authority, the blood of Jesus, is raised up, and the sacraments are practiced, Word and sacrament. And there is an authority there. Dick, how can we pray for you in this journey real quick? As you know, you're having meetings and whatnot. You don't need to get into the details of that, because people will hear this all over the country and whatnot. But how can people pray specifically for you and the Moravians as you're trying to be a reformer within the ranks?
Just pray that the Holy Spirit will find itself active and alive within the Moravian Church. It was the presence of the Holy Spirit that brought renewal to the church in the mid-1700s and brought new life to it, energy. And we pray that the Holy Spirit be found once again in this beloved church.
Amen. Well, you have our prayers in that. Thank you for your stand for Christ in that. Pray. Hey, everyone, I want to encourage you to Google Moravian Church. Just Google the history. You will see, you'll be blown away. You're like, oh, wow, that's stuff I do in my church. Well, that's because they were one of the founding churches in our culture, right, Dick?
Right, that's correct. And also, go to our website, concernmoravians.org, and you can look at the history of what we've been doing for the last 18 months.
Fantastic. I'm going to put some of this on Instagram, Facebook. We're gonna pepper this everywhere and call people. There are people that go to solid Moravian churches that have no idea that some of the ranks of the leadership are trying to take this thing perverse and go against God. And defy His Word. I mean, this is blasphemy, what they're doing, and it's time we, in a loving, gracious way, spoke up and said, no, we're going to stand with the Lord God Almighty in His Word, and the truth about marriage between man and a woman, and the truth about what God said is either true or not. It's either the truth or a lie, and we're standing with God, with Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you so much. Our prayers are with you, my friend. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.